The Jays lost this afternoon. They dropped both in New York in this mini two-game series. Last night was a heartbreaker, man. Judge walks
them off.
What
the hell was that? Like, what the hitting the guy? What did he think? He did that on purpose in
well,
a tie ball game? That's insanity.
Ridiculous. And the explanation that Heinemann was chirping Donaldson or something, so they thought that it was because the catcher and the hitter were getting into some kind of confrontation, that the pitcher decided, okay, now I'm going to take this upon myself to resolve it. It's an absolutely absurd decision last night. It's goofy.
Everyone got tossed, too, right?
Well, yeah. Pete Walker's chirping, and then Charlie comes out. Montoya's been emotional recently. I like it. I like seeing some emotion out of Charlie. Here's our TSN MLB analyst, Steve Phillips. Can you reason with that from an umpire standpoint last night, Garcia getting tossed, or what?
No, it was such poor judgment. And, you know, it's kind of changed my mind because I've always been in favor of when you knowingly can understand that there's been a first strike offense, that somebody intentionally threw at somebody. The umpires have it in their prerogative to eject the pitcher. They don't have to issue a warning. But you know, there's got to be some level of understanding of the situation for the umpire to make that judgment. And in a game that was just tied up 3-3 between two division rivals, where one game may decide the fate of the division at the end of the year, nobody's throwing at each other in that moment in the game. I mean, after the game, Josh Donaldson said, I didn't think he was throwing at me. Aaron Boone said, I don't think he was intentionally throwing at him. And so even the victims on the side of it, the Yankees and Donaldson, didn't think it was an intentional pitch. Now, guys get worked up after a home run. Everybody does. But, you know, once everyone cools down, they realize, yeah, he didn't mean to throw at him intentionally. And so it's such poor judgment by the umpires that I want to take the judgment out of their hands and just have them always issue the warning rather than eject somebody because, it was just such poor judgment. And then the explanation as to why. So two other people were arguing, so let me kick the third person out of the game. Like, where does that logic come into play? It was absurd to be able to handle it that way. And then if that's the logic you're going to use, then let's be consistent with it. And when the pitch goes at Bo Bichette's head and that in his last at bat, then you know what? That pitcher, the Leisiger, should be ejected from the game too. Because, I mean, if that was the same situation that you deemed it was possible somebody could be throwing at him, then why could you not interpret it the same way? And so I understand why Charlie yelled from the dugout, Montoya, and I understand why others were yelling, because they're looking at it saying, well, what about that? And so it was such poor judgment by the umpires. And I mean, honestly, it's really absurd, and it gets added to, you know, some of the other stuff we've seen from the umpires so far this year.
Steve, can fatigue be a factor for a league and in a sport where you're playing 162? It seems like 20 out of the gate. They just look like there's some mental mistakes. I mean, Alejandro Kirk, I don't know what the hell he was doing at second base. He looked like a slow pitch guy out there. It was ridiculous. There's some silly stuff going on, but can you say fatigue in a league where you're playing 162, or is that a cop-out?
No, it's not a cop-out. Now, you know, what teams have really done is they've managed fatigue factors much differently. It's you know, we're never going to see a Cal Ripken again. It's just not ever going to happen. Nobody's allowed to play that many games in a row. And if they get dinged up, they rest them. And the view is, I'll get as much or more production in fewer games if I give guys the occasional rest. And our team will be better if we get somebody who's fresh in the game. Now, that being said, the Jays did play, 30 games in 31 days and 20 straight. And so they had a really tough schedule to start the year, both with the demands of the quantity of games and the lack of off days and the schedule. They played a lot of the playoff teams from last year where other teams have had a bit of an easier schedule so far. And look, sometimes, you know, it's not who you play, it's when you play them. But sometimes it's who you play. You know, you can play a bad team that's hot, and you'd rather not play them right then. But you can say, well, I want to play the last place team. Let me play the Orioles. But if they're swinging the bats and they've got some good pitching all of a sudden, then, you know, you don't want to play them when they're hot. And so, you know, the Jays have obviously, look, at 17-15. They would love it to be better, but there is nothing to panic about right now with this team. They've had a lot of things that have gone right. Not everything. The offense hasn't shown up. They're not hitting with runners in scoring position. but they've gotten pretty good pitching in certain ways. Romano's been terrific, other than the home run yesterday and one other game in which he bobbled. But there's plenty of room for improvement for a 7-15 team who's going to start to see some part of the softer schedule very soon.
They're 3-7 in their last 10, lost 4 in a row. But if you're a manager, so you're not that worried, like would you, as a general manager, go down and have a conversation with the guys, or maybe have the manager have a conversation with them, or you're just kind of let it unfold based on what you just laid out as far as their scheduling and their opponents?
Right. So as a general manager, I would leave this right now to the manager. It's not, there's no panic. You know, look, we're above 500. We'd rather not be the Orioles or the Red Sox. So, I mean, it could be a heck of a lot worse. What do we know about our team is what I would say. And I would say, how are we built? We've got some depth. We've got balance. We've got offense. I said, all right, well, our offense isn't hitting right now. Is it because we have bad hitters? No. Is it because we're in a little bit of a funk right now? Yes. And, you know, you've got to then balance, what do you do to get out of it? Do you make it a big deal? Because the players make it a big deal. I mean, players hate not hitting. They know, and they're putting pressure on themselves. And so alleviating that pressure, getting Teoscar back, getting his baseball legs back underneath them, they'll get going. They will. They're going to pick it up. They'll get Vladdy hot again. They'll get Bichette rolling a little bit. They're going to score their share of runs. Kikuchi's look better. That's a great sign for them. They got to get Barrios right. He does not look right, and his fastball is actually getting destroyed so far right now. And so they've got to break that down a little bit. I'm going to start to do a little deep dig on his delivery right now to see if there's some chipping of pitches going on, because he's not throwing nearly as many pitches per at bat. He's throwing more first pitch strikes, and hitters are jumping all over him early in the count. And so they're jumping all over his fastball. They're hitting 413 on his fastball and slugging 645 on his fastball. And so there's something going on there with that pitch that they either know it's coming, or there's the strategy against him is that he's predictable, and we need to start to attack the fastball instead of the other pitches. So, you know, they've got to do a little bit of a deep dive on him. But, you know, his other big thing is he does not avoid the big inning. You know, he never limits them to one run. It's always a crooked number. And that's where you get in trouble. You know, you can't force trying to put zeros up on the scoreboard. If you're going to, you know, get a man on third, less than two outs, get out of it with the one run and let your offense go do their thing. Don't turn it, though, into trying to be perfect. And then it turns into a three-run inning, and you've now made it that much more difficult on your offense. And I think he's been trying to be a little bit too perfect with everything, and he's not locating his fastball at all.
With Steve Phillips, Jays losing again this afternoon down at Yankee Stadium. They have lost now four in a row, and I believe five of their last seven, and four of the last five against New York. New York is red hot. But I look at their stats when we talk about how this is just simply a slump that I absolutely believe they'll come out of, is how they're hitting with runners in scoring position. They were 0-7 again in that scenario today. And I believe they have the worst batting average in baseball with runners in scoring position. They're too good to hold on to a stat like that. Like, it's not going to continue. At some point, they're going to get hot. These bats will get hot. Now that Teoscar's back, Springer's healthy. I think Bichette's going to come around. Gurriel is your classic hot and cold hitter. He's cold to start the year. I believe he'll start hitting pitches, and he'll start slugging again. And if and when that happens, everything's going to connect. And I see them going on a run of 15 or 20 games, much like the Yankees are right now, Steve. I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. They're going to get hot. They're going to get settled in. And, they really are going to be okay. And, you know, I know that panic sets in a little bit, but it's 17-15. You're in a fine spot right now. The Yankees are going to cool off a bit. Remember, there's extra playoff teams. Then obviously you want to win the division, but it's way too early to be panicking, as this is still a really good team, and they've won more than they've lost, and they've not at all looked like the team that we know that they can be. That's actually good news, because that team is coming, and it's going to rattle off a lot more wins.
Yep, it sure feels likely. Quickly, as for the Yankees, like you said, they're so hot right now. Eventually, they will cool down. But have they done enough through 30, 32 games to label them the team to beat in the American League, or at least in the American League East?
Well, I think in the East you can say it just because of how well they're playing. Now, you know, they've pitched extremely well, and Nestor Cortez and what he's become as a little left-hander is really phenomenal in what he has become as a pitcher. And so their pitching depth, Severino looks healthy, their bullpen's very good. You know, their offense can come and go with the power bats. And you know, they rely upon the home run as much, if not more, than just about everybody else. You know, their offense has cooled off at times. And, you know, that could start to compound itself a bit. And so, you know, they've beaten up on some of the soft underbelly. You know, they've played Kansas City. They've played Baltimore a lot. They've played some of these teams that, you know, that Arizona and, you know, that other team. Although Arizona's playing pretty well. But you know, I think that there's nothing to worry about at 17-15. The Yankees are still within arm's length. And, you know, I think that better days are certainly ahead. But the Yankees look good. And are they the team to beat right now? Well, they've got the best record in the American League. I mean, I don't believe that they're the best team in the division. I think the Jays are, but they got to get it going. I don't think the Angels are the best team in the West, but their record says they are right now. I like the Astros better, but, you know, they've won 8 in a row and got things going. And so, you know, any snapshot of 32 games in the season at 17-15 is A-okay. It's just a matter of what else you do around that right now.
Absolutely. It's a long run, man. We're into mid-May at this point. As you know, Steve, we don't need to tell you that. You know it more than anyone else. We'll leave it there, buddy. Enjoy the rest of the week. We'll do it again early next week.
Okay, terrific, guys. Thanks for having me.
Steve Phillips, our TSN Jays and MLB analyst.